Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast that we throw out in the middle of the week because we're kind of nice like that.
We do.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so there's quite a lot of extra news this week as well.
There is.
There is a bit.
There is.
And like, obviously, we were on the Antarctica, Admiral Byrd, Nazi base, freezing our butts off and our nuts off.
Yeah, we did.
In the main episode.
Yeah.
So we're going to carry on the
conversation.
The chill.
The chill.
The big
the
chill.
Chill of the freezer.
Yeah, my God, the freezer door's open.
Yeah.
And it's, so we've got a bit of news which is related, bit of news that's unrelated.
Yeah.
And then I think we've got a top, somewhere or other, I think the top 15.
Yeah.
In this episode as well.
Absolutely.
Which is the top 15 interesting Antarctica facts.
Yes, which will be interesting.
Well, you should have imagined so, because they were called the top 15 interesting facts about Antarctica. So if they're not interesting...
Well, you're not doing your job right, are you?
You can blame me.
Yeah.
In fact, no, you can blame Taylor, because Taylor sent me the link.
You can actually.
In fact, no, you can blame me, because I discarded Taylor's link and found a new one.
Did
you?
Good lad.
There we go.
The other one was set up.
We know it's chilly, chilly, chilly anyway, and the temperature's... kind of dropped here in the UK.
Yeah, don't know where it's like. On the way as well next week.
We've got
Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, Dirty Diana.
Oh, it sounds like a bit of a car crash, doesn't it?
Well,
it was a bit harsh, but it had to be said. You know what I mean? Before anyone else did, I thought I'd get in there.
The black ice, the big freeze is on its way.
I know a few people hate me for that now.
It's set to hit in as early as next week, with temperatures dipping as low as 13.
13. Wrap up warm,
you see,
get your hot water bottles ready.
Do you use the Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I use Celsius.
Well, do you know when it's hot?
Yeah.
Do you go like, it's 36, it's
like
boiling
10
up.
Celsius.
Right, or do you use the, it's 105?
No.
Because that bugs me.
I'd be like 38, it's 38 fucking hours. Fucking
yeah,
boiling.
Yeah, well, when went on holiday and it was like the hottest was 42 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I think in one of the days. Now, that makes sense to me, but then when someone goes, it's 302 out,
yeah,
I'm like, what are you on about?
Yeah, 302 what? Yeah, on the sun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't get that whole palaver.
What the fuck?
Well, anyway, Northern England and Scotland have been told to expect 32 days of snow and ice.
Oh, we're not.
Whilst the south faces 14 days of a winter wonderland.
14 days, you reckon we could get time off
work? So they're going to get 2 weeks, we're going to get a whole...
time works off work, yeah.
Well, it depends, because I think there is a law against like how long you can stay in a building, but as long as
the temperature's got to stay, I think it's 32.
Yeah, but it's a body temperature.
As long as it stays
within the building,
that,
then you go coach.
Yeah.
But if the boiler pack's in for whatever reason,
minus 15, I believe.
Yeah, then you got to go home. Yeah. So get your
gear and I think most bosses will let you go beforehand, but there are some cruel ones out. So. Turn around and tell them.
Well, Leon Brown, head of the meteorological operations at the weather company's Weather Channel, said this winter looks like it's going to be colder than normal. Scotland is...
Sherlock.
No shit. Scotland is expected to see 24 to 32 days of snow and ice and cold weather, with the coldest spells around about the new year. And the minimum temperatures will be below 10 Celsius, around 13 locally, to be expected.
I bet they blame it on global warming.
I could be a weatherman, couldn't I?
You
that
could,
was pretty good.
Could.
Do you know if I had the graphic and a green screen?
I'm
good at pointing.
Yeah, pointed this, pointed that. Pointed that.
Keeping it in the Antarctic-y style.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this researcher? He was a researcher at Russia's Belhousing station on King's George Island in Antarctica.
Oh yeah, not
he
like.
Attacked a colleague earlier this month, and he's now been charged with attempted murder.
Now, is this the second, Matt?
I'm not
sure. Or is this the first one who's done it?
I'm pretty sure it's the first one.
Right, I must have heard it directly on the day then.
Well, the attacker was Sergi Savinski. They keep testing us with, you keep testing me with these names.
Yeah.
Sergi Savinski.
What?
Savinski. And right. He was a, and the victim is only been identified as B, according to the Russian news agency.
What?
So.
B for being battered.
Well, he stabbed B once in the station, station's dining room.
What, in this station?
In the
oh.
Well, they're in Antarctica, aren't they? So they're in like a science station or
yeah.
a. And he's a meteorologist as well, isn't he? So I suppose that's what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. He has to check out the meters.
Meters. He's just keep him in his in a definite ology.
Yeah,
If they come out of that, then the whole thing's fucked, isn't it?
Collapses, doesn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. So he was. He's been remained. He's basically. He stabbed him in the. It sounds like a Cluedo thing. Yeah. He was stabbed in the kitchen.
And then in the dining room.
And then he was hit with a lead pipe in the dining room. And he's been remanded under house arrest until the 8th of December. And no, it was Professor Plum.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's
Dr. Brown.
It was Serge Valesky. So, yeah. And then B.
Has he openly admitted?
Well, it looks like it. Well, he's now faces murder charges in Russia, according to the Associated Press.
I wouldn't blame the polar bear.
The injured researcher was relocated to Chile for treatment.
See.
When this is what I was getting at about how many people are in Alaska, because they couldn't even treat this guy for a stab wound, they had to send him to Chile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's
well,
because
if there was loads of field docks and loads of military.
He didn't know that down the road the fucking US or the Russian army had a fucking well-built hospital, better than the NHS.
But he didn't. Oh, if only he knew.
If only he knew, but the sneaky bastards didn't tell anybody.
Well,
did
there you
they?
Go.
That's why there's 50,000 of them.
Have you got any news?
No, I haven't. No, I've got none.
You lazy bastard.
I couldn't find any, to be honest.
Fucking hell.
I put all mine in the first one.
You couldn't find any news that was going on in the world. Well, I've got some more. Here we go.
Good
anyway.
Boy.
So, like, basically, NASA announced landing plans.
Yes.
For the...
soon.
No, they, well, today. This is the Mars 2020 rover.
Yeah.
Which is going to be landing in 2020.
Yeah.
Right.
On
which,
the prop stage.
The ancient Mars. So, they basically, I was saying this about in one of the last episodes about the rover.
Yeah.
And how the they were looking into, they had a meeting about where they were going to land it.
Yeah, because like, they're not going to be drilling with this one. They're going to be more scanning.
Well, I think it's quite an eye opener, because it kind of suggests that they're thinking quite a lot about where the location is.
Yeah.
Right. So they've had two rovers up there doing a lot of work. They're not going to want to send it anywhere near the ones that they've already done research.
No,
they're going to send it to a different part of the planet.
I should imagine. Well, if I was to do it, I'd send one to the north.
Well,
one
that's
to the
what
center,
they did. Yeah.
One to the
well, they've sent one to the north, one to the south.
Yeah.
And now they've got this new one going in. But obviously, I don't know where they're up to with the older ones breaking down.
Well, yeah.
Have they
come back online?
Or have they come back online?
Well,
and then
no,
you've got this new one that's going to be landing tomorrow. In fact, today.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It's past midnight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It should be popping his. Little legs out soon.
Well, I say that it should have already landed by the time this extra episode goes out.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's decent.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully nothing goes wrong. Go on, my little man. Get in there.
Well, the rover mission scheduled to launch in July 2020 as NASA's next step in exploration of the Red Planet. It will not only seek out signs of intelligent ancient habitable conditions. And then, but it's also going to be collecting rocks and soil samples and store them.
Right.
And then
so
get
it's doing basically what the others are doing.
Yeah, I mean the thing is as well, like I say, I think what they're doing is they're going to be landing on what looks like an ancient riverbed.
Yeah, because I know there's going to be a lot of scanning coming out.
Because they
this
want
machine.
To know, because when you look at the planet, you can see where water's eroded. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just from
a
distance.
Yeah.
So I think what they're trying to do is to establish if there's anything.
If there is water and
well, if
it
there was
from
water, if they're sending
there
something
is.
Mobile down there, they can check for soil samples, see if there's any life, fossils, anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, this needs to move a bit faster than what they're doing.
How do you mean it's got... Well, we should have been up there ages ago, because our space programme just stopped, didn't it, for ages.
Yeah, probably forced upon to stop. I don't even think in the slightest it's to do with money.
Well, they just probably... it was a lot of shit going on in the political world where it is, and wars and everything else. It's like, you know, you've got a war going on, even like Vietnam, or you've got...
Yeah, but you still fired one up then.
Because it's all priorities, and it's like turn around and go, oh, well, the space program's not a priority, we've got to send all this money over to Vietnam.
Politician, that's what they're excuse for.
No, but I'm talking like a politician, because that's how they behave.
Would go across,
and that's how they'd work it.
Yeah.
And they'd go, well, we've got to shut down the space program because we're in Vietnam at the minute, it's costing us a bomb, that's not really doing much at the minute, so all the money we're putting into that has to go into the war, right? Yeah. And then they come out of Vietnam, and then it's, oh, we're going to Iraq. Yeah, we've got to fight we've got to fight the Iraqis, yeah. Then it's like every other excuse. It was like for a chain of wars that America went in.
Yeah, to stop them.
So it's like I can understand why the space race went to a halt, because...
Yeah, but we didn't really go that far from that time, from that timing.
No, we didn't.
If you weren't going up, let's say you got half the money that you did at the beginning.
But to be honest,
even if you got a quarter, you'd still do more. There'd be better advancements than...
Well, it
is coming across.
Because if you think about it, right, the space race was built on the fact that, like, paperclip, right?
Yeah.
So all these German scientists who used to develop missiles and rockets,
yeah,
right, came over,
yeah,
and they, like, they're instrumental to the space race.
Yeah.
Okay? So you've got to think about it this way. It's like war happens and, like, they go to Vietnam, they go to Iraq, they go to Iran.
Yeah, but that's just excuses.
They are still developing the space race in essence, because they're still developing new rockets
with new
guidance systems.
Well, it sounds to me
that
they sat on their fucking asses.
So when they do start up the space race again, they're implementing those technologies that they've picked up from war, to like they did the first time.
So
if you think about it, they'll bring that military technology over, do you know, when the space sort of like exploration starts up again, because it has to, because it's kind of hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about when, you know, so they've done this, they've kind of like brought this back, like,
yeah.
So they're saying, right, we're going to go to Mars now. And like I say, SpaceX, a prime example of that, because they're using military technology like guidance systems and stuff to bring rockets back to platforms
and all
the rest of it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that these sort of, you know...
But I would, like, I still would have liked to have seen...
using that technology.
Like, we've thrown the robot, we've thrown a couple of fucking machines up there to have a little look round, yeah. We could have had at least about 25 to 50 of them by now.
No, I know, but it's finding
and
people.
Why
it's
that
a one-way
far?
Mission.
Yeah, but why,
so.
Hold on. First off, why that far? Why aren't we doing it on our moon? So it's our closest...
Well, because I think they've discovered everything that there is to discover on the moon in terms of what's there.
Show me what's on the
back
side of the moon.
Well, exactly. But they can't because...
Because then the secret gets out there.
Well, no, because you can. This is the thing about conspiracy theorists. It's like I can show you images from the backside of the moon, and you'll say, "Oh, that's doctored. That's a studio. That's."
You can say
that
with anything.
Exactly, but the thing is, it's like you could come. If I was the government I was in charge. I've been put in charge by the government to say, right, Gaz, today you're going to make an announcement, you're going to tell everybody the whole truth about aliens, about all the Area 51.
Goody, tell me what.
Right? And I come out on a pedestal, yeah, and I'm addressing the nation, I'm addressing the world, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling everybody
I'm getting
that
excited.
Aliens are real.
Yes!
Area 51.
Everything
you heard, everything that you've thought about,
yeah. Oh,
it's
no,
all
not
true.
Everything. No,
well,
not everything could work.
Most of it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of it's shit, right?
Yeah.
How many people, after full disclosure, are going to still turn around and go, nah, it's all bullshit. Oh, it's bullshit. Oh, that guy. Nah, they're covering up something. They're still covering up something. Why would they come out and tell us? They'd still be a conspiracy theorist.
Well,
hold on. A conspiracy on top of it.
Hold on, because in the facts of that, the way you've done that now is sort of what some people are saying that possibly could happen, and the reason why is because of Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, yeah.
The frightening alien invasions and all this shit, and then we'd be going running to the president going, help us!
Yeah, give up all your civil liberties, and then obviously then you've got full control.
Full control to do what you want.
Well, don't fall for it, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If you see little green men, just
sovereignty.
Go, hey,
just say, civil sovereignty.
Say hashtag Taylor's sovereignty.
Yeah,
and you'll get away with it.
Yeah, sovereignty. Yeah. I am a nation.
Armadillos. Yeah. Yeah. So like So back to the Mars Insight is going to be landing this weekend or tomorrow, Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
That's right about now, man.
Well, should be around about now.
Yeah.
But I think this was kind of one day away on the 25th of November. In just over 24 hours, NASA's InSight spacecraft will complete a seven-month journey to Mars. It has cruised 223,981 miles, or 4,740,773,006 kilometers. Yeah. A top speed of 6,200 miles an hour.
What's that in kilometers?
It's 10,000 kilometers.
Say that's.
Yeah,
that's
engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, which led the mission, are preparing the spacecraft to enter the Martian atmosphere.
Woohoo!
And it just should be around about 3 p.m. estimated time. So I'm assuming that's American.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So about 5 hours back from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's around noon PST.
So it would have been about 7 o'clock here.
Yeah, around about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, that's. No, it's earlier. 7 o'clock in the morning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah,
7
o'clock at night.
No, because they're.
Oh, morning, yeah.
Yeah,
7
o'clock in the morning, yeah. Yeah. So basically, when we've got up, the Mars rover should be just landing.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah,
should be a good result.
I'm not too sure how it all works. I think it is 7 in the morning, isn't it? Or
well, it's landing.
It's landing. It's landing on Monday.
It's landing. It's going to be there.
26th.
Yeah, by next weekend, it'll be up and going and like running the Mars.
Yeah, well, can't wait. We'll definitely give you an update on it. It looks to be quite exciting. So should be expect a bit more info. Might even do something a bit special for it, a little landing party. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll
talk a bit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get too. Well, it's not going to be a whole episode dedicated.
No.
Don't worry.
Probably an extra.
Could do something in the extra anyway. Yeah. So. That's kind of it for the news.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of go over to this week's...
Bloomers.
Oh, actually, no, I've got one more story.
Have you got one more?
Yeah. Right, do you know in, episode 2 of Never a Straight Answer, that amazing podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know the one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's hosted by these
two
really handsome guys.
Yeah.
And
especially that Taylor dude, he's supposed to be a fucking
he's a beast. Yeah,
sex god, are you?
guns the size of, he's got guns bigger than me.
Yeah.
So what's it? The Andrew Bishago.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? He's basically in our second episode, Time Travel Dark.
I do.
Yeah. And he was supposed to have been on the Operation Jump Room program.
Oh yeah.
Where it was. He went to the Gettysburg address.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And he was supposed to have been a time traveller.
Right.
And all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, these new allegations that have come out about Trump's election, right?
All right.
How Trump got in, and he reckons that it was foreseen by them, by the government. They knew Trump was going to get in, they knew he was going to win by a landslide and all the rest of it.
Right.
So,
because I've heard something similar lately about it, there's been a plan in the last 10 years to put Trump in that position.
Who?
There's a group that is supposed to have put Trump in that position.
Who? Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Probably.
Supposedly. But it's to do with the fight back against the Deep South, basically.
Oh, right, well...
To take back control.
Well, it's weird, though, because Andrew Bashago actually said he was going to be the president at one point.
President Trump!
Oh, not hey, President, oh, fucking President Trump's in the room.
He's in the room.
Where did that come from?
Hey, I've got some case on. Let me dunk him.
Oh, my God. You don't want him.
President Trump!
President Trump you is know. In the hoops.
Lovely man. Lovely
well,
man.
Well, anyway, President Trump. Well, Andrew Bashago, yeah. He's running for 2020 no. presidency.
No.
It's a foregone conclusion because basically Trump won in that yeah. election. He was foreseen to have won by the DARPA initiative. The yeah. DARPA initiative. It sounds like a
sounds that like Darth Vader's new,
no,
new
no,
group.
It sounds like the Dharma initiative from Lost. Maybe no. that's where they got it
no,
from.
No, I don't watch that.
Right,
no,
I don't think it's a good show. It. You never seen Lost?
I saw bits of it, but I got lost in it.
Ah,
straight away, you know what I mean? It's like, what's God. Going on? Are you ghosts? Are you dead? Are you what? Are you, what the fuck's going on? It's just
what's,
weird.
What's going on?
Yeah, what
our
was actually?
Our country is in serious trouble.
You're right there, sir. You're right there.
Well, it might be because Andrew Bashago, like I say, claims that he's going to be the president. He's already seen it. He knew he was going to win, and so 2020.
From him then, if he run and he says, he needs to turn around and tell him by how much he wins by, and he's got missed by two.
This guy's pretty on it though, because like I say, remember we did the CIA declassified documents yeah. about astral projection and yeah, stuff yeah. like that, right? What was it called? Remote viewing.
Yeah.
Right. There was a case of the guy who remote viewed Mars. He was giving coordinates. Now, Andrew Bashago came out in an interview years ago saying that he was that guy. Yeah, and then yeah. a few years later, declassified documents have come out that actually back that up. Do you know what I mean? They're backed up. They never mention him by name, but they say that a test was done
yeah.
using those conditions. Now, if he's
the best
unless
one that
he's
they could
seen,
have.
Unless he's seen those documents before they were declassified, there's no way he'd know that knowledge.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I sort of do. But would you want a time traveler to run?
Maybe we've already got one.
Hey, Trump.
Yeah, Trump. I've seen a few things that say Trump's a time traveler.
No, he can't be a time traveler.
He might be.
No, he's a good man.
What, and time travellers aren't good men?
No, they're all evil bastards.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're here to conquer us. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think Trump will disagree with you. Trump's a time traveller. You're no. saying Trump can't be a good man?
No.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
What? Give it a rest. Give it a rest. Give it a rest or you can dunk
him. You're not a nice person.
No, I'm no, fucking not.
Well, anyway. Right, well, we're going to move on anyway to this week's top. Top 15, I think we've got this week.
Yeah.
And it's
well, I don't know because I did send you one, but obviously you ain't using my one. So, is it 15?
Well, no, because you sent me a top 20.
23, actually.
Yeah, and it was, and I didn't want to go it. Through picking out what I'd consider the best.
Yeah.
Top. Because like I don't always go. I watch a lot of these top tens, and I don't always put them. In
their order,
yeah, they put them in.
Yeah. So this is your view of the top 10.
Exactly. Yeah. So at number 10, the first confirmed sighting of the continent Antarctica was in 1820.
Right.
That's number 10.
Ah.
Number 9, explorers first reached the South Pole in 1911.
Yes.
And who did you say it was?
I said it was James Cook.
James Cook.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say, but I'm going to take your word for that. That could be another
James
one.
James Cook, first to navigate around the Antarctic.
Well, because Antarctica lies in the summit...
I think it was 1912 as well.
What was that?
Eh?
What, 1912?
I think it was 1912 that he circumnavigated around the Antarctic.
Well, it around it.
Yeah.
Well, explorers first reached the South Pole in 1911.
Yeah.
Because of Antarctica lies in the southern hemisphere, seasons there are opposed for seasons in the north. Summers run from October to February, and the winter covers the remainder of the year.
Yeah.
So that's like Australia then, isn't it? Like, so they have their summers in the winter and the winters in the summer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, you could put it that way.
Antarctica. The, oh wait, where are we up to? At number seven, Antarctica is the coldest continent. Temperatures in the winter can drop below 73 Celsius or minus 100.
That's a bit nippy.
Minus 73 minus 100 Fahrenheit.
Definitely get a bit of a frostbite on that one.
Definitely. Well, yeah, mate, you're losing your nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to pee out there.
There was a guy we knew who flicked his nipple off when it was cold.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if it was true. Like,
it was cold. What the? What was he using?
Said that he was so cold and he flicked his nipple off and it came off.
I'd imagine he ripped a bit of the skin around it as well. Like, pull, you know, like if he went that way and he flicked it, then he'd like, you know, pull a bit of the skin off it.
Gavin, so back me
did
up.
Did he show
this?
You?
Nah, Gavin will back me up on this one.
Did he show you his nipple?
Yeah, no,
he did.
It pinged off somewhere, didn't it?
All right, didn't it? Where the place was where his nipple was.
Right, well, number five.
Sassy, yeah.
Antarctica is not only one of the coldest places, it's actually the driest continent.
Yeah.
It's also almost entirely desert, very little snow or rainfall on the continent. But because it's so cold, the small amount of
I don't know where I am.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I don't know.
Oh right, well it doesn't matter because of that. I think it basically means that it just doesn't melt.
Like, yeah, basically it's.
It's like permentation or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, because of the small amount of whatever that is, it doesn't fall. The snow doesn't melt.
Yeah,
it just freezes, so it's like frozen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, because it's the windiest, the coldest, the driest place on Earth.
God, I feel so dumb. Yeah, the ice. Yeah, number four. The ice. Or is it number? Yeah, number four. The ice can be more than 4 kilometers thick in some places. The ice flows off the continent and creates flowing ice shelves over the ocean. These shelves break up and create icebergs. If Antarctica's ice sheet melted, the world's oceans would rise by 60 to 65 meters.
Yeah, that's about right.
So they were saying earlier about, well, how much did they say we were losing?
Trillions of tons.
Trillions of tons.
But they say only every time an earthquake happens.
Oh, right,
Because it's the grab. Basically, the little point where it opens up because it's been the pressure of the plates.
Yeah.
So it's been pinged back, and then all of a sudden, when it brings forward, then you're going to grab because it's going to fall right down, and you're going to grab shed loads of water. So they reckon trillions of tons have been. Not necessarily. It's taking like thousands of years. Not necessarily like in the last fucking 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Where was we up to? Four or three? Right, well, three. About 70% of the Earth is fresh water is in Antarctic's ice cap.
Yeah.
So 70% of the Earth's fresh water. That's crazy, that, isn't it? Because it's like...
Well, yeah, you'd be all right to have a scotch over there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah,
you
on the rocks.
You know what I mean?
You've
got ice on tap there, man.
Well, at number two... There are no countries in Antarctica. The continent is governed by an international treaty, the Antarctic Treaty. So there's no government, like we were saying earlier. There's only a kind of a population that is just there. That they're not native. There's no natives. It's
well,
just
I don't
literally
know. If
like,
you've been there a year, would you call someone a native? Or 2 years, would you call them a native? When would it be come to the point when they're a native?
Well,
6 months? Yeah, 2 years?
No,
20 years?
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because it's like when you say, oh, where do you live?
New family, you know, generation
I get where you're coming from, but you're not a native from there, are you? Because it's like you go, I'm originally from
here. No, but
you
could make yourself a native.
Oh, potentially,
whatever.
But like I say, it's like it's uninhabitable most of the time. So when it gets to winter, it's only
people
who need to work in those conditions to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
Will. Do you know what I mean? Because it's part of the research. They have to test it in those conditions.
Whereas most of them
will go, sack that, I'm going home.
Yeah,
it's the end of the season, I'm going. So no one's a permanent resident. And then
yeah,
those
but you're
going to
get the odd jolly one who's like, you know what? I can't wait. I'm going to stay. I'm a workaholic. And while I'm at it, I didn't like that Robin. So when he gets back, he's going to have a shock when he gets to his room.
Well,
you know
you're
what I mean?
Love it's, this.
It, some people are going to stay, though.
Well, you're going to love number one.
But anyway, most of them are military.
In the top 10 facts about Antarctica.
Go for it.
There are no permanent residents, but up to 1,000 people may be wintering over various research stations.
Just someone come over me then. Like, oh, I'm going out and sweating now. Oh, what's going on?
Well, make
what's
sure you listen to the last episode.
Everyone's against me.
Maybe it's because everyone else is giving you the same answer and you don't like it.
No, it's not the case I don't like it. The case is that I believe there's more than 1,000 people there because of the military.
Well, the German military.
No.
The Nazis,
the
Third
Reich. The Americans, the Russians.
Yeah, well, again, like we've been over this. If you want to check out the last episode.
It stands to reason.
This top 10, well, don't blame me. Blame the people at Mission Blue who provided
sorry,
the
Mission
top
Blue,
10.
I don't believe that last one. But then again, you might have just Googled it like I did and found it. Found it on everything apart from,
you've not shown the listeners where you've got yours from.
Mine stands to reason.
No, it doesn't.
It's like the Earth going around the Sun. It stands to reason.
Well, to some
right,
people.
If you've got a massive
to some people,
telescope.
They don't think that that's to reason. They think that the Sun goes round the Earth.
Wait, well, they're weirdos, aren't they?
Stands to reason. We're not flying around at millions of miles an hour.
Well,
we're staying
you're right,
station.
But the way... The,
stands to reason.
All right, the way on the classic... scientific base of today of what we know now, I'd have to say no. I think there's more than what they're letting out to speak. Yeah, they're the civilians, but what about the others? You know what I mean? You don't really count this, and they don't want you to know they're there either. So it's the stand of a reason. There's going to be a lot more.
# stand to reason.
Yeah, get me done.
Yeah, I get you. No, I get where you're coming from, don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, it's just like the stuff you're doing on about military bases.
No, I know where you're coming
like
from,
that.
And I appreciate...
They
will
go everywhere.
I appreciate what you're saying. It's just, you know, common sense. It's like, you know...
It's common sense that they're going to be there. They've been there since the 50s.
Yeah, totally. There are people there, and I think, like, it's just not
it's not all on scientific basis.
But the thing is, we've gone over this. It's just the fact that it is on scientific basis. The people out there are scientists. They're
not
the people
all of them.
Who are giving us
not
the
all
scientific
of them. You need engineers, cleaners, you know, you need cooks.
Not necessarily. They might be able to. They might have to just take care of themselves.
Well, half of them would be bloody dead.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But, like, you know,
well, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, this is it. Yeah, you never know. All they have to do is dump him in the sea, don't they? There's no one there. What? He disappeared. Polar bear come and got him. Oh, whoops. No, polar bears. It was penguins. It was a penguin raid. They worry, saw us eating them chocolate bars.
That is exactly as much as what is going on at Antarctica.
Yeah, but there's more people. I guarantee there's more people, man.
Do you know what? They'll do a recount and they'll go, yeah, there was five.
Yeah, there
was
six more, wasn't
there? Six more.
Hell.
And he'll go, fucking told
you. Yeah, I told you. One more than they say, which is 1,106.
Well, there you go.
Then it's been invaded. It's been invaded. Been invaded by the rest of the population.
No,
it wants everyone to leave it alone.
Like I say, I'll buy it if it's everyone living in the alien base or the underground Nazi base. Then
I'll say
there is more people
I'd
there.
I'd have to say the Nazi base. I do sort of believe on the Nazi base, but I sort of do little bits on the alien base as well, to be honest.
Well, could be both. They could be working together in conjunction like
the
Dolce.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. It could be, but you never know.
Well,
you can never say never until you... Even if you've seen it with your own eyes.
Well, on that note, I think we'll leave it and let the listeners make their own mind up. Because they could just listen to us arguing about this shit all night.
I don't need to. I'm right. I know I am.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
well, okay, I'm going to let you have the last word on that
one.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, no, the last word is, I'm right.
Okie dokie. Right, well... Again, we're going to end the show there. So, again, if you want to check out the main episode, which came out at the beginning of the week.
It was a good one.
Or any of our episodes, you can catch us on all the podcast platforms. Yeah. You can get us on YouTube.
Yeah.
In the process of putting them up.
Get them all up soon.
Send us an email if you fancy it. And get us on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can tweet us at NASA_never or get us on Instagram at neverstraightanswer. And DM us.
Yeah.
Say hello. Tweet us.
Unless you're the CIA, FBI, NSA.
Oh, there. Send us a message.
MI5, MI6.
Got a few questions for you guys.
That's true. If you want to come on and you want to talk to us.
All day. If you want us to come on and speak, or you want to talk about a topic, more than welcome. Let us know. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, you can get a bit of merch if you fancy.
Yeah.
Christmas is
coming. Yeah, fancy. Yeah.
So get some people some merch, hats, cups, mugs.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Whips, chains. Taylor's got a Never a Straight Answer thong coming out as well, so
something to look
forward to buying.
As long as it's not one of your used ones.
What?
Yeah, you don't want to sell them.
They sell like hotcakes, Japanese businessmen are laughing at
them. Yeah.
It's like, don't worry about it. It's the only thing I am making a killing out of them, so don't worry.
Nappies are getting big, aren't they?
But my fucking, what's it? My sumo. Anyway,
yeah.
Right. That's pretty much it for this week.
It is.
I think it's been a bit surreal the last 10 minutes.
If
you want to get in touch, get in touch. And other than that, we'll call it a night. Yeah, I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace out.
Peace out. Without a cloud.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.